بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في باب أشعار عارف بالله رومي وقت رتونا الحكيم محمد أصر الصعب رحمة الله عليه. The title: لذة ذكر نام خدا هي چمن. لذة ذكر نام خدا هي چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چور دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چور دے. اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغا دیکھ لو دامن کوہ میں دل ہے کیسا مگن. یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغا دیکھ لو دامن کوہ میں دل ہے کیسا مگن. بالیقی پائے گا نسبت اولیاء بالیقی پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو. زندہ باد وطن زندہ باد وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن. نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل. ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رشک چمن. روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہو فغا روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہو فغا. بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر، پا گیا وہ بہار وطن۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dara Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us what is the real enjoyment of life, that everybody is looking for enjoyment but in different avenues, in different places, and all are in an imaginary world that I'm enjoying myself. But real enjoyment, and that is why we come here to learn what is the real enjoyment of life. And beautifully Hazrat has titled this poem, لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَا هِ چَمَن، that what is a real garden? Which person is enjoying a peaceful condition as if he's in a garden and very happy and blessed? That is when a person enjoys the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat's great name. One is to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as our honorable Shaykh teaches us, that our elders, Hazrat Shah Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when we just used to hear others making zikr, then our mouth used to water. So what enjoyment they used to get in the gatherings of zikr. Today, unfortunately, myself, I must see my own spiritual condition, that we don't get enjoyment in the gatherings of zikr. No time to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person thinks that he is enjoying his life in a resort or watching a cricket match or a soccer match. Allah ta'ala save us and open the eyes of our heart to realize what is real enjoyment. That Hazrat says that when you get that real enjoyment of the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, as Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali explained it so beautifully, that when Allah Rabbul Izzat grants me the opportunity to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I sit in one corner in the masjid or in my home, and I just engage in taking Allah's name with great release and enjoyment, that oh Allah, I want you, and I'm making zikr, Allah, 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 then from the bottom of my heart this dua comes out, Allah, Allah, eche shiri naftanam, shiro shakkar mi shawajanam tamam, which our Dada Sheikh has translated so beautifully. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiko ka meena aur jam hai. That every hair on my body, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, becomes like a river of honey. And from the bottom of my heart I say, Ya Allah, your zaat, we cannot imagine how great and how beautiful and how enjoyable it is. Just your name is so enjoyable. That just to take your name, that it is more sweeter than all the best sweet drinks you can get of this world. But myself particularly, we don't get that enjoyment, and we can't understand what these great pious servants are talking. Because as Hazrat explains, that some people have got a disease in this world also. You get a person who his taste buds are faulty. He can't taste the food properly. So whatever he eats, he's just eating just to fill his belly. Ask him how he tastes, he can't explain you the different taste of all the fruits that are sweet. But every fruit has got a different taste. And a person now goes for treatment and Allah gives him shifa and he gets cured. And now his taste buds come right. Now he'll realize, what sweetness is in this fruit, what sweetness is in that fruit. So a person like myself, and that's why we have to come here, that is our spiritual taste buds are faulty. So we don't get enjoyment when we listen to the azan, when we make tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, when we stand in salah, when we sit in these majalis, we don't really get that enjoyment what the Ahlullah are saying, that their bodies become, every hair becomes rivers of honey. So for that we have come here. Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, first myself first, and all of us complete zahiri, batini, shifa, that we enjoy the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that a real garden, lazzati zikre naam khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasto daman. That a person who is really in a garden is that person who enjoys the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyment there is. And a person who is in an unmindful state of mind, that just worried of the things of dunya, and a person worse, that a person, he is in his own world, he's too worried about the sports, too worried about politics, no time for salah, no time for zikr, then Hazrat Allah Akbar, what words Hazrat has used here in this poem also, dust or daman, that person is in a jungle, that person is in a scary desert, and he doesn't even realize. And how foolish is that person who's staying in a state of unmindfulness and he thinks he's enjoying life. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, as our Hazrat explained, a person who is involved in illicit love affairs and in his own dream world he thinks he's enjoying himself. That person is in Jahannam. And in Jahannam, where can you get peace and happiness? And you're in a state of frustration but you don't realize. So such person is not a person who is mad, a person with no iman. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat is explaining, and very beautifully this poem, according to the season we are presently in, we have turned now a new leaf. In other words, we have turned a new chapter in our life. The new year has entered already. 5 days are gone. We are already in the year 1440. So a person should ponder and think, when this new year has come, and how beautifully Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala has chosen that our year starts with Hijrat, that how Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala Islam left that land where people didn't want Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تُوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِ أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً. That many people who lives in an environment of sin and causing harm, oppression to themselves, you get the invitation and you know there's going to be videos, there's going to be mixed gathering, there's going to be music. Now you go there and you say, what can I do? My family gave me an invitation. It's not what can I do. The malaika will ask you, what were you doing in that environment? Say, we couldn't help it. Say, Ardullahi wasiya. Allah's earth was vast. You had to run away from there. You were sari'u ila rafafiru ila Allah. Run towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is explaining that ki hai jisne bhi hijrat tere naam par. That whoever ran away and made hijrat and left that place and left his hometown on the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Today many people leave their hometowns for greener pastures. They think I'll get a better job there. Or people are going, sending our children abroad to study, etc. And or a person is going for a better home, whatever the case may be. And as it comes clearly in the hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hijratu, your hijrat will be for what intention you have made. So the real hijrat, that is to leave our lifestyle, that is against the current of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, billah, and come in that lifestyle which is the original lifestyle, the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has made hijrat. And that is a real muhajir which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, al-muhajiru man hajara amma nahallahu an. That who is a muhajir? That all those things that Allah has prohibited us from, we make hijrat from that. We turn away from that. Then that person, Hazrat says, pa gaya, wo bahari watan. That person has found the enjoyment, the spring of his residence, of his town, whichever town he might go. It might be a small village he went, but for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pass on deen, to teach deen, etc. That person is living in a small village, but he has found the spring of that town. He has found the enjoyment in making hijrat. Hai zaruri gunao ko bhi chhod de. Asl hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. And what is real hijrat? Hazrat is teaching us here that our hijrat calendar, and a person should be conscious of our hijrat calendar. A Muslim, as Hazrat explained here, that a Muslim should know the Islamic calendar. And although it is not for us to follow it, but as a Muslim, My heart should be inclined toward the aspects of deen, and my life should be rotated according to deen. So it is extremely important that what is real hijrat? That we leave sins. Myself, first of all of us. And that is the real hijrat, that not just to leave your hometown, to go to another place, but you don't stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're leaving it for a better job, etc., then wherever you're staying, the same Allah is there. And the same Allah ta'ala is in that country. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is the one who gives rizq. And Allah Rabbul Izzat gives rizq and sustenance according to how much we turn away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we turn away from the disobedience of Allah, Allah makes that person's sustenance very easy and very enjoyable for that person. And further, Hazrat explains, where will you get this reality? Ye hai faizane aao fuga, dekh lo, damane ko me dil hai kaisa magan. That this is the blessings of the pain and cry of the Ahlullah. That see how they teach us, and in the gatherings, the majalis of the Ahlullah, teaching us of what we should put in our hearts, the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a person starts realizing this, and he turns his direction, coming towards the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person can be alone at the lap of a mountain. In other words, alone in solitude, but he is in enjoyable life. He is just too happy. And this is the sign when a person starts getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to be in solitude. He wants to be alone and enjoy that company with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the sign as Allah Akbar, Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and particularly the period we are going through, all the fitnas, that man najat, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is that salvation that we can get from all this fitna, etc., and the conditions we are going through? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained so beautifully that amlik alayka lisanak. First thing, learn to control your tongue. And today our tongues are not just moving in the mouth. Our fingers have become like our tongues. Just moving all the time and sending this chat and that chat and just sending messages. And Allahu Akbar. So that time already Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us. That when you come here, and this is where we will learn in these gatherings, the more a person starts getting acquainted to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't have time to waste in all these unnecessary things and chats, etc., and sending this message and that message. Where people got time for that? So Hazrat is explaining, let control your tongue, amlik alayka lisanak, wal yasa baituk, and let your house be spacious for you. In other words, sit at home, sit in solitude, and Allah Akbar. As a person makes zikr of Allah, what Dada Shaykh explained, then your mind, nur will come in your heart, in your mind. Now you'll able to ponder over the creation of Allah. Now you won't feel bored that I'm alone. Now you'll enjoy that solitude. Otherwise, Hazrat says, we like company of people who just talk too much. A person who's quiet, we say, no, that is not good company. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. And then the most important thing Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith, wal yabki ala khati'ati. That cry over our sins. That, and the pious servants, as Hazrat explained in the end of this poem, Allahu Akbar, they are worried, they ibadat also, they regard it as the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they haven't presented it in the court of Allah as Allah ta'ala shan is. So Hazrat further mentions, bil yaqeen paayega nisbati awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. That Hazrat says, definitely, surely I guarantee you, you'll get that connection of the awliya, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the actual condition is that a person's heart must have that desire, that talab. And this is what we have to come here for. Allah has made these beautiful majalis of the Ahlullah, that we come not just to present myself, I'm here every day and I'm here regularly. No, that desire and that worry a person must have. Like a person is worried, I must get that job, or I must pass in my exams, or I must get that house, etc. More important, we must be worried that I must get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala is so kind, as a pious servant says, O Allah, you are so great, so great, that you are priceless, O Allah. It's not possible to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But O Allah, you are so kind, you are so kind. You have made yourself as if so cheap that whoever wants connection with you, you give them connection. So we also have to beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the most important thing, as Hazrat explained, run away from our sins and turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explained, Shehre Mahboob Hoga Jahabi Kahi Aashiko Ka Suna Hai Wahi Hai Watan. Then a person now, that person who has guided you towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, towards the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your beloved Shaykh, wherever he stays, that your heart, that will be your hometown. You will be desiring, I wish I can also stay in that town. So wherever your Shaykh is, first of all, there you who has taught you about Allah, who has taught us about Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat says that the true lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are such that we have heard that you ask them, where do you live? My hometown is there where my Shaykh is. And Allah Akbar. Then Hazrat further explains, Fir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahu. Then the greatest Shaykh in the world, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who our Iman is, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his Rozai Park. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the pious servants have taught us about the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through whom we can gain the love of Allah. So Hazrat explains, then can you ever think, I can't explain, there's no words that can explain the enjoyment of Madina Sharif to be our hometown. Kaash hota mein Madina mein mera watan. Hazrat says, only if Allah Ta'ala could have made it such that my hometown could also be Madina Sharif. But not just living in Madina Sharif, to be connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to be connected to that fikr of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and that sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Hazrat explains in front, that it's not possible that everybody will be living there. But you physically you might not be in Madina Sharif, but you can be, your ruh and your soul can be connected there all the time. Kis tarah main kahu dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Then how can I explain, oh my friend, that I say that ever loving, oh my town. In other words, that's the place where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spared the noor of hidayat. Then that place, obviously, all the time will be vibrant. All the time will be shining with the noor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And till today, 1440, now how many years have passed, till you go to Madina Sharif, you can feel that noor of Madina Sharif. That beautiful environment that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has created. Mein watan mein hai, magar dil mein, Madina mein hai. Ae Madina, fida tujh pe ho, sad watan. Hazrat is now explaining that although I have to leave Madina Sharif, go to my hometown, and like Hazrat explained, our elders, that when it's time to leave Madina Sharif, then we in front of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very humbly we say, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my heart doesn't want to leave. But oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make dua that Allah sends me from here to do your work, that is spread your sunnah and spread the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So outwardly your body, you'll be leaving Madina Sharif, but your heart is behind in Madina Sharif. In other words, you are connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Abu Zarra radiallahu, Hazrat Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, that wherever you are in the world, if you fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you'll be close to me. If you have taqwa, you'll be close to me, you'll be close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. So Hazrat says that, O Madina Sharif, that upon you thousands of cities can be sacrificed. What a blessed city you are, because of the Mubarak and the presence of the greatest personality, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. Then Hazrat explains, Allahu Akbar, that person who has gained this love of Allah and this connection of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nek logo mein ho sahibe dard dil, hey chaman mein koi jaise rash ke chaman. That the whole gathering, masjid, can be full of pious people, all in ibadat, all the time in ibadat. They all the envious people, see they are engaged in ibadat. But that person who's got that nisbat with Allah, that connection with Allah, from all those outward pious people in that gathering, that which is like a gathering of a garden, a beautiful garden, That garden is envying that person. That person, Allahu Akbar, outwardly people are making soul or tahajjud. That person made two rakats, baraz, but his connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, all that whole garden is saying, what a flower this is. What a beautiful the rose this is. So in that garden, the whole garden will envy that pious person. So the reality is that nisbah, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person got that connection, then look at the reality of life. He doesn't think that I am the best in this gathering. He is worried himself. Hazrat Allah Akbar teaches us the greatest lesson here. Roze shab ye akhtar ki aao fuha. Bakhsh de roze mehshar mein mujhe zulminan. That all the time, although you got this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but never ever claim that I am the friend of Allah. That I'll be okay. But all the time, Hazrat is saying, roze or shab, day and night, engage in Allah's ibadat, in zikr, but together with that awfuha, crying and pleading to Allah, that, oh Allah, please, you are the one that is zulminan. You just bless in abundance. You just overlook, so please overlook me on the day of Qiyamah. And that is the greatest thing. And we see Allah Akbar, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, great personalities, that wala tuhzini yawma yubathoon. That, oh Allah, don't disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah, give me and all of us this reality, that we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make this effort in the right direction. And Allah, with His kindness, inshallah, will make us amongst His pious servants.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عزيز الشارف عارف الله حضرت مولانا حكيم محمد اخصر صاحب رحمة الله عليه تايتل نئی جام مومین عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی بھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یا اشک کے ندامت تجھے ہو مبارک یا اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر کے ہر کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم. اما بعد, this beautiful poem of our dada Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Sheikh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh regarding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نے یہ جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں that I'm getting this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, new and new feelings, enjoyment in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first line. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. That person who is sacrificing his life on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person will start moving away from all idols which are temporary. That is, in this life Allah ta'ala will give us examinations. Over and over we are tested. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a story, the incident of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were going for Hajj and coming to the haram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the animals right in front of them. Now a person is going, he's in ihram, that time is not permissible to hunt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la yabluwannakum Allah. Allah is most definitely testing you. Bishay'in min as-saydi. With some of these animals. Tanaluhu aydikum wa rimahukum, your hands and your spears can easily get them. So Allah ta'ala is giving you right in front in your hands. لِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah is testing a person to see who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ghaib. Allah is not unseen, we cannot see. But Allah ta'ala is testing us. So in our life, all of these examinations will come. This funny buto, all of these idols. There are different idols in this world in today's time. Hazrat especially speaking about this woman who are moving around. This is an examination Allah ta'ala is giving to every single one of us. That you see now, we have to sacrifice our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So if you want to sacrifice our lives, we have to start moving away from these idols. Where a person, whether he's got a cell phone, and now all the time is going onto the wrong site. As Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Daun Barakatuh mentioned, he said that if a person has got a cell phone, and all the time is going onto the wrong website, or a person has got an internet connection, and now he can't control himself. So he said there are some benefits, salve manfaat, you can get some benefits from there. But there's an usul and principle in Shariat, taf'i madarrat, to remove harm is more important than getting some benefit. So he said, is that permissible for such a person to even keep a cell phone then? Because he knows, you see, you tried yourself one time, 2 times, 5 times, every time you're falling into the same guna and sin. You see, for you, is that permissible to have this kind of phone? A person must get rid of it, must keep a simple phone. So this is all examinations Allah Ta'ala is putting in a person's life. So may Allah Ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq. When Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was sent in the world, Allah Ta'ala said, I'm making a khalifa on the earth. So the angels were surprised. أَتَجَعَلُوا فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْتِكُ الدِّمَا. A person will cause fasad and trouble in the earth, will spread bloodshed, will make zina. Munaydiz Khan Alawi rahmatullahi wrote that they saw two qualities in human beings. One is quwwat al-shahwiya, the desire within a person. That is to get benefit of things. And one is quwwat al-ghadabiya, the ability to defend oneself, to protect oneself. So they said, Allah, if he's got this desire in him, he'll go and commit zina, fornication. He'll have desires always, I want more and more. And the woman he'll want especially, food, he'll be running, always desires of things. So he'll cause so much of trouble in the earth, yufsidu fiha, he'll make zina eventually, commit adultery, fornication. And eventually with his anger, he'll kill people, he'll murder people, and he'll cause bloodshed in the earth. So Allah Ta'ala said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know things which you don't know. This human being, when he will get knowledge, عَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى اللَّهُ will give him knowledge. And he will use that knowledge in the correct way, then he will even beat the angels. Why? That quwwat which Allah has given him of desire and lust, he won't use it in a haram way, but he will use it to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the petrol and fuel within himself. If he's using it in a haram way, looking at women, looking at porn, looking at all that filth and dirt, all that ability Allah has given him is wasted it. He's used the petrol and which Allah has given, the power, instead of going to the masjid, he's gone to the cinema. Allah has given him. And the more desires he's got within himself, the more higher he can go. Now if he had a lot of desires, he got a spaceship, he can go in a spaceship to the moon also. And if he got a little bit of desires, he can go 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers. And quwwat al-ghadabiyya, quwwat the strength of anger within him, he will use that to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give his life for Allah. That I'm prepared to sacrifice my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will defend the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, he told the angels, I know what you do not know. This desire is a place in man, where and where he'll reach. So Allah has kept this within us. So the thing is now for us to sacrifice our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says then, what Allah will give us, Allah ta'ala is shakur. He'll give a great amount of things. A little bit of sacrifice a person makes in his life. You have to make some small sacrifices. You sacrifice your eyes, your desires. You had the desire to go to a certain place for Allah's pleasure, you sacrificed it. So what will Allah give to a person? When Hazrat was in South Africa, many years ago, the kitab was written about all his bayans which he gave here. So you see, I'm not saying this is a tafsir of the ayat. But this is definitely what happens to the awliya Allah. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ. See, the tafsir of the ayat is, on the day of Qiyamah, what Allah has kept hidden for every person, no one else will know about it. It's a great enjoyment. But Hazrat says in this world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give such enjoyment to the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, which no one else will know about. So much so, one wali will not know what enjoyment another wali of Allah is getting. Because why? Certain a'mal and actions, the ulama write here, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ. Allah has hidden it. Why? They said because the actions which he did was hidden. No one saw it. So in place of that, Allah will give him a hidden enjoyment. So they say, what an example in today's time, we are walking in the street, no one is watching us. And a person lowers his gaze. He's not looking at haram. So he's hidden that action, no one knows about it. So Allah will give him the hidden enjoyment. What enjoyment he himself will only know. No one else will know. So Hazrat says, when a person sacrifices, the old wine, it was very, very strong, very, very enjoyable, the love of Allah which I had before. But now when I'm sacrificing my life, Allah is giving me new and new enjoyment. That wine which is coming in my heart, I'm getting much, much more enjoyment. Allah give us the reality of this, these are words. When a person will sacrifice, then Allah will give him the reality of that. Kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes a person has to give his physical body. He control his eyes, control his ears, his body. And sometimes his heart he has to sacrifice. How you sacrifice your heart? Evil thoughts are coming into your heart. Now for Allah's pleasure, you sacrifice that thought. I don't think evil of anybody. I make dua for that person. Hasad and jealousy is coming in your heart. And you how can I cause harm to that person? You start making dua for that person. So you're sacrificing your heart. No one knows its actions. You are sacrificing your heart sometimes. And sometimes you're sacrificing your body. Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. In the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is remaining loyal. Allah is testing a person. So all of these things in the world, examinations come in our life. Many people feel, why this is happening to me? No, because Allah loves us and Allah wants to test us. And the word in Arabic, bala, test, examination, is actually, fitna also is used as an examination. It is used for gold. When a person has got gold and which is soiled, he wants to clean the gold, so he puts it in fire. The fire takes out all this filth and dirt, and now the gold becomes pure. So we've got a lot of weaknesses within ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to reach higher levels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts examinations in our life, and when a person goes through these musibahs, difficulties, examinations, tests, then a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we never go through those tests, then a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a problem comes in his life, now see how he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he never came in that problem, he wouldn't have done that. So Allah wants us to turn more and more towards him. And this morning we did one hadith in Riyadu Salihin, that a person, some problem is coming to his life, and he doesn't go to Allah ta'ala, but he goes to another human being. I got some musibah, some calamity, I got no money now. And he goes and asks a human being. Lam tusadda faqatu, his poverty will never come to an end. He will go in more and more problems. But that person who a problem came in his life, and he kept quiet, he never told makhluk and creation, but he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises us that Allah will send rozi to that person, ajilin or ajilin. Maybe immediately also, or after some time. But Allah ta'ala, he's getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see how Allah's help will come upon him. So all of these things, Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said so beautifully, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. He says the tafsir he gave, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ عَنَّا. Where are you going away from us? Why are you running away from us and going to someone else? وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا. Allah is saying there's nothing but it's by us. We got everything by us. How can you go to the makhluk and creation? Leave aside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these examinations Allah is giving in our life. And Allah wants to see how loyal we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a king, he normally tests his minister. After he's passed all the examinations, his tests, then the king rewards him. But first he gives him a high post, a high position. But first Allah ta'ala tests him. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah ta'ala says that we gave them a high level. Imams we made them. The Bani Israel. They became the imams, the leaders and guides of people. But when they had the quality of sabr and yaqeen, the amal was correct, and they had to correct knowledge also. Two qualities. Hafiz ibn Kathir writes there, بِالسَّبْرِ وَالْيَقِينِ تَنَارُ الْإِمَامَةَ فِي الدِّينِ. But the person has got sabr and he's got yaqeen, conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give him imamat. He will become the imam of deen. People will follow him. But he has to go through the examination. So Allah is testing a person to see whether he is loyal. خُشِي أَبْنِي أُنْكِ خُشِي پَرْ لُتَاكَرْ أَمْ أَبْ أَهْلِ صِدْقُ وَصَفَا هُو رَهَيْهِ. When we sacrifice our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we are becoming truthful people and people whose hearts are pure. As I mentioned, Allah is taking out that rust and that grime and dirt from us when He is testing us, and we are sacrificing our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzuka mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. Sometimes a person has to swallow the desires which come within himself, whether it's the desires of woman, whether it's the desires of anger also. Allah give all of us tawfiq to control our anger. Man kaffaka ghadabahu kaffallahu anhu azabahu yawm al-qiyamah. A person who controls his desire, his anger, Allah will not be angry with that person on the day of qiyamah. Whoever controls his anger, mala Allahu qalbahu amnan wa imanan. Allah will fill up his heart with aman, with safety, peace of mind and iman. Allah will build him. So he build him. So he's breaking his desires. He's got that ability now to shout his workers, to shout his wife, to swear at her, to beat her up, to hit her also. But at that moment he controls himself. So Allah is breaking his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is breaking it at khudi. I am somebody. I. Allah ta'ala dislikes that I in a person. So the more we will break that I within ourselves, that I am somebody, then a person becomes closer, he becomes ba'khuda. He becomes a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this we have to make a lot of dua to Allah, so a lot of dua to Allah, so a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay under our mashayikh. Inshallah, by means of this, a person is protected. Do not follow our nafs, our desires, our thinking, but in matters of our Islah, reformation, we always refer to our elders. And inshallah, by means of this year, a person is saved from that. Ana. It was destroyed shaitan. Ana khayrun min. So much of ibadat, so much of ilm, so much of marifat. What and what shaitan never had. But ana. I am better than him. And his qiyas also, his logic was incorrect also. He wasn't better than Adam alayhi salam. And ulama, they give about Idris Khandalawi nine reasons why Adam alayhi salam and sin was better than fire. See, shaitan, he himself, he didn't know. But he says that even if fire was better than sand, even if fire was better than sand, still too a person wasn't supposed to have used his logic. The command of Allah was clearly in front of him. How could he have used his logic there? He's supposed to have immediately said, I believe, Sami'ana wa ta'ana, we obey, because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to take out that ana from us, that I am somebody, I know my intelligence, and only when a person goes in the qabr, then a person will know its final result. So then a person can be happy that Alhamdulillah, today I have left. Now I'm happy, I'm in the qabr, I've passed my examination. But until that time, a person can never be happy and say that now I'm okay, I'm a very pious person. How Allah Ta'ala changes conditions of a person. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh, the change of heart, keep our hearts steadfast in your deen. Nobody can ever have pride over himself until we don't leave this world with iman. And shaitan, there's an effort he's making. Ulama say that, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that how much of effort shaitan makes throughout a person's life, that's like 1% and 9%. And 99% of his effort he makes at the time of mort. So much of effort. But he says there's no need to become despondent also. Because how much of mercy and karam Allah has given through your life, that's how much of mercy and karam of Allah comes down at the time of death also. If you build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's help is there with you. Allah wants to make it easy for you. It's mentioned about Malakul Maut, the angel of death. Every day he comes to the masjid, he takes roll call, you can say five times a day, he comes and he meets every person every day. And five times a day, and some ulama say five times means five farz namazes. He comes and checks up in the masjid, he takes a roll call. Are you there for namaz or not? And then at the time of death, those people he was accustomed to seeing in the masjid, then he himself helps that person, he encourages the person, makes talqeen of that person beside the kalima, so it becomes easy for a person. So how Allah's help will come to a person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq for our salahs also, and especially try to create connection in our salah. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ishq e nadamat naye bhab ilfat ke wa ho rahe hai. Blessed is that tears of sorrow which is coming down from your eyes. New doors of the enjoyment and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening up. The more a person will cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humble himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he will be crossing the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Hazrat once mentioned to us, it is Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that only tawbah istighfar is coming all the time. You're just looking at my faults and weaknesses. Hazrat said, mashallah, subhanallah, this is a super highway to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is crying, and the regret comes within himself that I am very, very far away still, and he humbles himself, Allah loves this year, and the doors of the love of Allah Ta'ala opens up to a person. Ye shaan e karam hai ke na laiqo par karam unki har dam ata ho rahe hai. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are na laiqs, on useless, hopeless people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment is sending down his karam, his kindness, because Allah's name is Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show his karam and kindness those who are not worthy at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his rahmat and his mercy, and his kindness at every moment. Once Dawood alayhi salam was likely asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the most hidden ni'mat of yours upon us? So, if I'm not mistaken, Allah ta'ala asked him, he said, I do not know. And Allah ta'ala said, your breath and nafas. Every breath of yours is such a hidden ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. Every moment we are using it, we are breathing. And it's such a hidden ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't even think about it. If Allah Ta'ala has to stop our breath for 1 second, what a person will go through. So Allah's karam and kindness upon us at every single moment. Ulama say that how Allah created us, mimma im mahin, from the filthy water, sperm, dirt and filth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show that I use the most useless raw material, but I created ashraful makhlukat from there. Allah wanted to make zahir is kudrat. Normally you want to make something good, you use the best raw material. You say, I need good stuff, I need good bricks, I need good cement, so I'll get a good building coming out. But Allah Ta'ala showed His qudrat and power, that they were the most useless raw material. Allah created the best of His creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karam, that His kindness, what and what favors of Allah Ta'ala are upon us at every moment. And especially Allah is hiding our faults, Allah is hiding our weaknesses at every moment. This is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat ko dekho, ki sultan hokar gada ho rahe hai. Hazrat says, look at the karamat and the miracle of love. That this can have different meanings. One meaning is that Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayhi, he left his kingdom for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means the kingdom had no value in his eyes. When a person gets the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of dunya will come out of him. He left the whole kingdom also, and he went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at what a miracle it is, that a person left everything for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning can be, look at the miracle of love. The big, big kings also, they humble themselves and they go for hajj, they go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become mendicants, they wear ihram and they go and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or a third meaning can be, that look at the karamat of love, the awliya Allah who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Big, big kings, big people in society, they humble themselves and they come. They say, to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, I have to come to this person here. So they have to humble themselves. So look what honorable thing it is to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, these are His words. The Hazrat has the haqiqat in Himself. But inshallah, through the barakat and blessings of these majalis, the majlis of our Hazrat, Munashah Hakim Muhammad Afsar Sahib, Rahmatullah alayna wa Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala will give us the reality of this year through His fadl and karam. We are not like, but Allah Ta'ala's karam is very, very great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bestow to us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just a few points, somebody explained very nicely, like what came in these ash'ar, that these desires that we have, now at the time when the desire becomes strong in a person, so a person should see one side, I can kill the command of Allah, and I let my desires overtake me. On the other side, I kill my desires, and I make Allah happy. So at that time, a person must say, and we have to keep on repeating, reminding ourselves in different ways, that at such times that I have to kill my desires. Allah's command, one command, and Allah created everything. So great is the command of Allah. How can I break the command of Allah? And when I kill my desires, then Allah gives that person Jawedani, yani eternal life. That person gets life in this dunya, what is real, what is called life, what is called enjoyment. And at the time of maut, in the qabr, all the time that person gets life, if he kills his own desires. And if he kills the desire, the command of Allah, then he has destroyed himself. In this world also he will suffer the consequences, unless he makes tawbah, Allah accepts the tawbah. And then in the qabr, that condition, day of qiyamah, that condition, Allah save us all, fire of Jahannam. What will be the condition of a person? And this fight and this effort is not just a one-time thing, once off, but it is a continuous thing. There is a test from Allah Ta'ala, istiqamat, which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allah Ta'ala revealed that ayat, and then made my hair go grey. Become white, to have this istiqamah. And we read, for example, in Surah Yusuf, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a small boy, when his brothers took him, put him in the well, and then they sold him in Egypt. He was now tempted. Zulaikha, the wife of Aziz, she wanted him to satisfy her. But there also, again, that desire of his, and you're a young person, and that desire is so strong, but how he controlled himself. Fully, 100%, not one bit whatsoever inclination. I can't break, that my Rabb, Hassana Maswai, he's so good to me, how can I break his command? I'll break my own desire. Now, because of that, what happened? He didn't get freedom at that time. He went to jail. And not jail for a day or two. For how long he spent time in jail. Then the opportunity came for him to come out when the two other people also came there, and he told one of them that was going to get saved, you must tell the king about me. That there's one person who is jailed wrongly there. That person also forgot. And Yusuf alayhi salam again more in the jail. For how long? When he comes out from there, then now the king gives him, first he wants his name cleared. Now his name gets cleared properly. And then the king says, I'll make you my special person. He says, give me the responsibility of all this management of the food at that time, that drought time. And again, at that time, how he was so perfect in his work, so clear all his works were. And that also carries on for a long time. Then finally, after that comes, when he is the father, they also come now, and his father, Hawlat Sabr he made. From the time when the child was small, and now Yusuf alayhi salam, then it is towards the end of Yusuf alayhi salam's life. After when they come, it's not a long period, and Yusuf alayhi salam passes away. But what a long period. So this is Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And this is how a person has to be firm all the time. And all the time he carries on. And when a person makes a determination, Allah's help also comes accordingly. Then Allah helps a person. The test is at the beginning, but then Allah's help, Allah gives him that courage and that strength. And then he becomes stronger and stronger all the time. So this is the test which Allah Ta'ala puts us. And this world and this world and this world is for that test. There is also written one very interesting incident. There was one great buzurg, a young person at that time first, and it came in his heart that I must have only halal. Not any doubt also, no contamination also of haram. So for that he said, let me earn my rosy with my own hands. Then I know that this is 100% halal. From that he earned, then he got married, and from that absolute halal rosy, he paid the mahar, all the expenses of the wedding, the walima, etc. And then with that, now he married and they were living as husband and wife. Then with that earning, he made sure his son must only eat from that halal food. There must be no contamination whatsoever. It happened one day that the mother of the child, his wife, she was preparing food for him. And the child was hungry and the child needed food, milk to drink. The neighbor's slave girl was in their house. So the mother was happy, so the slave girl said, I'll just give him a few to suck on me and drink his milk. So just then the father came, he said, what's happening? There's a neighbor slave girl, they haven't given us permission, it's not rightful. He is now, it's not permissible that he has the, so he grabbed him from there, turned him upside down and spanked him so that all that he could vomit it out. And this he made known on an occasion, he became Imamul Haramain, the Imam of the two Haram, such a great position. And he had great position. One day in a debate, he was stuttering and stammering a bit. So the people asked him, what happened today? This never happens to you. So he said, this is the result of a few steps. So they asked, what does this mean? So then he gave his whole story. That day, my father made all that come out also. But that little that remained, that little but whatever, today the effect of that was. So Allah give us tawfiq, that halal, and today when everything just goes, interest is made halal, and then all the outlets of the shops and where we are eating, we go in the supermarket to go and buy our groceries. We don't check, we just put into our trolley whatever comes. So then the result of it is also apparent. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we become conscious, I'm conscious that at least we take some precautions. Today a person, very strange things also happen today. Unbelievable things. But Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq as far as possible to be very strong and to take this precaution. And all that can come when we have what is called Islah, control of our nafs. Today a person is a diabetic also. If that control is not there, he goes for a dawat, he says, well, I'll eat today. ice cream, cold drink, everything, I'll take another extra insulin. So that control is not there. So it harms us in our dunya's matters also. How many times we just want that one thing, but we haven't got that control over ourselves. We know it's not right. I should not be having it. A person got a flu, but still he wants that little juice also. And that cold things which will make him more. This is in dunya's matters. Then in dini matters, how much more? So to make this effort consciously all the time. And at least that a person becomes conscious of it. That is Allah Ta'ala grant us that islah and that tazkiyah for which we should make dua, make this effort also. But at least a person becomes conscious and he works. Otherwise when a person is just without, no reins on him, just free and what every person just does what he wants to, says what he wants. Allah give us all tawfiq.